Let me share a story with you this morning.
我跟大家分享一个故事。
About a six-year-old boy who was struggling to sit quietly in a Sunday service like this.
一个六岁小孩子在听讲道。
The little boy eventually asked a question that most little boys ask at church.
最后这个小孩子忍不住还是问了这样一个问题，很多在教会的孩子都会问的。
He says, Dad, what does the pastor do besides work on Fridays and Sunday giving messages?
他说爸爸，这个我们的牧师除了周五跟周日我能看到他平常做些什么呢？
I mean, really, what does he do the rest of the week?
他到底做些什么呢？
And the father said, well, he's a very busy man.
这个爸跟他讲，其实这个我牧师非常忙的。
He helps take care of church business.
他照顾教会里面很多事务。
He go visit the sick.
他去探访病人。
He prepares for Bible studies.
他准备查经。
And he also takes a lot of time preparing for the message.
他还花很多时间准备讲道。
Sunday messages are not easy to give.
其实主日的讲道的信息不太容易准备。
Then the boy said,
这个小孩子想了一下。
And he thought for a minute that, well, listening is not that easy either.
他跟他妈妈讲，其实听到也不太容易啊。
And I think for some of us, sometimes coming to service is not easy to listen.
对我们当中很多人来说，可能来听到也是真是不太容易。
Sometimes the speaker is very, very long.
有的时候的信息非常长。
And sometimes the messages, are very convicting.
有的时候的信息非常让我们扎心。
And it doesn't make us feel very good.
对我们觉得来说，有的时候不太舒服。
And so I apologize right now.
我现在就跟大家
道个歉。If I make you feel a little uncomfortable today,
如果今天的信息让大家觉得不太舒服。
I probably won't be long though.
应该不会太长。
But I may share some things that makes you feel a little uncomfortable.
我分享的有些东西可能让大家觉得听起来不太舒服。
And I think uncomfortableness is okay.
其实听起来有些不太舒服的信息其实没有什么大问题。
Because it makes us move to do something.
因为有的时候会让我们感动去做一些事情。
And my hope is after this message that you will do something more for God.
我希望我们今天的信息完了之后，你可以愿意多为主做一些事情。
My message this morning is centered around reaching the lost.
我今天早上信息主要是关于要寻找失丧的人。
And just that may be a challenge to you.
也许这一点就是对你来说够挑战性的。
Because you don't like to reach out to the lost.
因为我们一般人都不太愿意去寻找失丧的人。
You don't feel comfortable about those who are outside of the Christian faith.
我们对那些不信的人来说，一般的不太愿意去接触。
But I'm here this morning to challenge you to share and reach out to the lost.
我今天早晨就想挑战大家去分享福音，去寻找失丧的人。
It's a responsibility for each and every Christian.
是我们做我们基督徒的责任。
It's important to God, so it should be important to us.
对我们天父来说非常重要，所以对我们自己来说应该非常重要。
So this morning I'm going to share about two parables.
今天早上我会跟大家分享两段比喻。
And let me give you a little overview of these parables.
我先跟大家概述一下。
Something is lost.
有东西丢掉了。
In the story, there's a sheep that's lost and a coin that's lost.
这两段比喻，一个是讲失羊，另外一个丢了钱。
And they're both of monetary value.
两个都是非常有价值的。
No one, including the religious leaders, would value monetary things, would ignore such a loss.
任何人，包括那些宗教领袖，当时都不会是说忽视这些丢掉的东西。
Rather, they would put a lot of effort in finding and celebrating that item that was lost.
他们其实是会花很多的时间跟精力去寻找那些失丧的。
And so if this is true about a material possession, shouldn't we also be more effort into pursuing those who are spiritually lost?
如果我们对这些物质上的丢的东西有这样的态度，那我们对那些灵魂失丧的人是不是也应该有同样的态度？
See, the term lost means those who are not Christians or those who are outside of the Christian faith.
这个地方的失丧是指的那些还没有跟神有关系的那些不是基督徒的。
When we hear about the prodigal son story,
我们大家都很熟悉浪子回头的故事。
One of the last things that it says is that he was lost, but now is found.
那里边经文里边第三十节讲到，这个小儿子是失而又得的。
And so we share about these parables today. It's talking about pursuing those who are lost.
所以我们今天分享这比喻是要去找那些灵魂失丧的人。
Because the loss is highly valuable to God and should be for us too.
因为这些失丧灵魂的人是对于我们的上帝来说非常的重要，所以对我们应该非常重要。
So lost souls should be in the same category for us, that we should be pursuing those things more than material things.
这失丧的灵魂比那些物质东西更加宝贵。
And like a possession and to a lost soul, shouldn't we exhibit a lot of effort as well?
所以我们应该付出很多的努力去。
And in the same way, when things are found, shouldn't we rejoice and be excited as well?
同样的，我们有一个福音朋友信主的时候，我们应该更加欢喜快乐。
So this message this morning is primarily as for Christians. How should we respond to the loss?
所以今早晨我的信息主要是给基督徒的。
Oops, let me turn this on. So this is the title of my message: The Father's Heart Reaching the Lost.
今天早晨我的题目是天父的心肠寻找失丧的人。
In verses Luke 15, 1 and 2, it says this.
路加福音十五章一到二节这样讲，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
So the first point I want us to catch is reaching the lost. We need to have compassion.
我讲的第一点是要寻找失丧的人，我们都要有恻隐之心。
See, I want you to catch this. Jesus had the tax collectors, sinners gathered towards him.
各位请注意，耶稣，这些众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣。
These people were not running away from Jesus, but they were coming to Jesus.
这些人没有去远离耶稣，而是靠近他，听他讲道。
And I think that's something that's very, very significant for us to catch here.
这是一个非常重要的一点，我们要注意到。
The people gathered to hear him.
这些人聚集在耶稣附近听他讲道。
So the question is this.
所以问题是，
Why were sinners so willing and even eager to listen to Jesus?
为什么这些所谓的罪人那么愿意挨近耶稣听他讲道，而不是离他远去呢？
It certainly wasn't because Jesus had a very easy message that stimulated their ears.
其实不是耶稣的信息，耶稣的道是那么容易听。
It wasn't because Jesus compromised on sin and said that everything they were doing was acceptable.
也不是因为耶稣觉得他们做的不错。
They weren't gathering around Jesus because he was putting some amazing show of signs and wonders.
他们也不是挨近耶稣，因为耶稣在行神迹奇事。
At this point in Luke, Jesus was just teaching.
在路加福音书这一段，耶稣只是在讲道。
So why did the lost seek out Jesus rather than run away from him?
所以为什么这些所谓的罪人会挨近耶稣讲听他讲道，而不是远离他而去呢？
I think it's just because of compassion.
我觉得主要的原因是耶稣他有同情心。
Jesus showed them love and compassion instead of a condemning attitude.
耶稣表达出来的是一种同情心，接纳他们。
It says Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them.
这经文里边讲，耶稣接待罪人，又跟他们一起吃饭。
The Greek translate welcome, to like receiving a friend.
其实希腊文里边这个接待其实是相当于接待，像对待朋友一样接待他们。
It was Jesus' attitude towards those who were lost in sin that he showed compassion.
所以耶稣对这些所谓的罪人的态度是有同情心，对他们有爱。
Jesus simply welcomed them with compassion, despite their sins.
虽然这些人犯了很多罪，但是耶稣对他们照样有同情心，有爱。
And I think for us, compassion is something that we need to exhibit more.
所以对我们来说，我们能学到就是我们也要多一些同情心。
Here's a picture of some of our students from the church here.
大家请看照片上有一些就是我们青少年的学生。
I took them out on a special trip.
我带他们去一个特别的地方。
It was to show compassion for homeless people.
去表示我们有同情心对这些无家可归的人。
So less than 5 miles from this church, we went to a park.
其实离我们这个地方不太远的地方，大概5英里左右有一个公园。
We were looking for homeless people.
我们在那里去寻找是无家可归的人。
But before that, we packed clothes, we packed socks, we packed bandage, and we made food.
去之前我们准备了一些衣服还有日常的用品。
Because we want to show the homeless that they mattered.
因为我们想对他们表明，对这些无家可归人表明，我们对他们关心。
So as we came and found some homeless people, we gave them some of our snacks and clothes that we brought.
我们找到他们之后就给了他们一些衣物，给了他们一些吃的。
And they received it very welcomely.
他们非常高兴都接受下来。
But what mattered more than the food and the clothes we gave them?
其实对他们来说更重要的。
Was that we sat down and talked to them.
是我们跟他们坐下来谈心。
We listened to their story of how they became homeless.
我们听他们的经历。
We listened to their story of how they were before they got into some bad situations.
我们听他们讲他们以前在变成无家可归者之前是什么样子。
You may not know, but one of the homeless people there was a professor at Stanford.
大家可能看不出来，其中有一个无家可归的，其实以前是在斯坦福做教授的。
And you're probably saying, how can that be?
所以我们可能看到非常惊讶，怎么可能发生这种事情呢？
But because of some bad decisions and drugs, it landed him homeless.
可能因为吃一些毒品，有些其他的错误的决定。
But because we came sharing compassion with them,
但是因为我们来表达我们同情心，
we're able to share God's love with them.
我们可以跟他们讲神的爱。
They received it very, very well.
他们都听进去了。
And like I said, spending time and talking to them mattered more than the clothes and the food we brought them.
像我以前说的，其实跟他们坐下来谈心，比那些只给他们一些衣物更重要。
And I think that's exactly what God wants us to do, to show compassion to people.
所以这神也让我们做的，对别人要多一些同情心。
Because if we just came to them,saying, you need Jesus, your life is messed up here, they would not receive it well.
如果我们去了只是跟他讲你是个罪人，你需要耶稣基督救你，他们可能不太容易听得进去。
But to listen to them and hear their story built a friendship where we're able to share about Christ with them.
但如果我们先接近他们，跟他们聊天，那样的话我们讲的福音他们会更容易听得进去。
So reaching a lost takes compassion.
所以我们要寻找失丧人需要同情心。
Some of you know that I'm a part of Santa Clara Police Department.
你们有些人可能知道我是在帮 Santa Clara 警察局做事。
Sometimes I'm called to respond to traffic accidents.
有时候我会去帮着处理一些交通的事故。
And these accidents can be very fatal sometimes.
这些交通事故有的时候可能非常严重。
But I want us to look at these.Pictures a little differently today.
但今天我想请大家看仔细看一下这些照片。
There's three types of people in the pictures I'm going to show with you.
在这些照片里面，大家可以看到有三种不同的人。
And I want you to ask yourself, which one am I?
我想请大家问自己一个问题：你是哪一种人
？The first one in the accident scene.
头一张照片里边
is this the bystander.
头一张照片里面显出来是一些旁观者。
They are not involved.
他没有参与。
They just watch.
他们只是在看热闹。
They see what's going on.
他们在看到底出了什么事情。
But they don't want to say anything, do anything. They just want to take pictures and be uninvolved.
他们不想参与任何行动。
Maybe some of us are like that when you think about the loss.
当我们想到那些灵魂失丧的时候，我们中间有些人可能也跟这个类似。
We see lost souls.
我们知道有很多人有。
We know they need Jesus.
我们知道他们需要耶稣基督。
We know they need help.
我们知道他们需要帮助。
But we just stand back and watch.
但是我们只是旁观。
we say it's one of the small group leaders or the elders' job to do.
我们说那是教会的长老或者其他的资深的一些兄弟姐妹该做的。
They're going to be the ones who's going to reach out to them. They're more experienced. It may be an older person who's been a Christian longer, but not me.
应该不是我去做的，因为我灵命很浅。应该是那些长老或者其他资深的灵命很深的弟兄姐妹去做的。
They just want to sit back and watch.
他们只想旁观。
And some of us may be like that, just sitting back and watching, doing nothing.
我们当中有些人可能是那样的，就是只是旁观不参与。
And this is where it may be a little uncomfortable for some of us here.
我这里讲的有可能让大家有些人觉得不太舒服。
Could we know that's us?
因为我们知道那有可能是指我自己。
Here's another person.
这是另外一种人。
It's the police officer.
这是警察。
And he's there to find the problem and the blame.
警察的职责在那边是看谁错了。
They see the situation, they see what's wrong, and they are the one who issues the ticket or sentence jail time.
他们在那里面看到谁错了就开罚单，甚至把人送到监狱里面去。
And so some of us are like that when we think about the loss.
我们看到我们对待灵魂失丧的人有的时候也一样。
Maybe they made some poor choices and bad lifestyles or bad decisions.
也许这些人一时犯了一些比较严重的错误。
And we see it in so clear.
我们看得非常清楚。
And we just want to say, this is your problem.
我们就会给他们指出来说，这是你的问题所在。
If you didn't make this bad decision, you would not be where you're at.
如果你没有做这样的错误的决定，你就不会沦落到今天这个地步。
They are like people at sometimes on the corner saying that you're a sinner, you're going to go to hell.
我们有的时候可能在街道看到有些人说你是罪人，你们会去地狱。
And I wonder how effective is that?
我猜那个大不会太有效。
And maybe for some of us, we're like that. We're like a police officer.
也许我们中间有些人有些像这些警察。
We find fault in other people and we say, this is the problem.
我们看到别人身上的错。
Are you like that person?
你像这个警察吗？
Here's the last person.
我们看第三种人。
Is a paramedic.
是这些医护人员。
The paramedic sees the problem.
这些医护人员看到问题所在。
He probably knows alcohol or whatever things are involved, but he's not there to blame.
他们知道有可能是因为喝酒引起的这些事故。
His primary role is to help the hurting.
但他的主要的任务是去帮助这些受伤的人。
He's just helping in any way that they can to free this person, to make this person better.
他们在那边是做任何可以做到的帮助这些人。
And I think this is what God wants us to be.
我想这些是上帝想让我们做的。
To be more like a paramedic.
更像这些医护人员。
To help those who are hurting.
去帮助那些在受伤的人。
And to get involved.
积极的参与。
To me, that is compassion.
对我来说，这就是同情心。
Now, again, I want to clarify that there are faults sometimes, but at that point, what's needed right there is compassion.
我想澄清的是，其实我们不是要忽略这些错误，但是在当时这个时候需要的更多的是同情心。
That person in this accident probably knows that he shouldn't have drank.
这个照片里面的人，这个司机应该知道他当时不应该喝酒的。
But the most immediate tension right now is to free them and allow them to get the help that they need.
但是现在最紧迫的事情就是把他救出来，给他医疗的帮助。
I think God calls us to be compassionate like that.
我想神呼召我们也是要做这样的事情。
As we build relationship and we share scripture with them,
当我们跟他们建立关系，跟他们分享圣经的时候，
We then allow the Holy Spirit to convict the person of their wrongs.
神的圣灵就会做工。
But we are not the ones always to do that.
我们不是扮演那样的角色。
So my challenge is to ask, which person are you?
所以我想今天挑战大家，你问一下自己是哪种人。
Three groups of people.
三种人。
One uninvolved.
一种是不参与的。
One who is assigning blame and punishment.
第二种是定人罪的。
Or the last one, who's only concerned in helping the hurt.
还是最后一种，就是帮助受伤者的。
So stop and think about that. What have you done when you think about the loss?
所以我们先可以停下来，先想一下，我们可以做些什么来帮助那些受伤的。
And let God speak to you in that area.
让听神跟你的讲话。
So in order to reach the loss, we need compassion.
所以我们要寻找失丧的人，我们需要同情心。
Here's the second point.
我们看第二点。
Is, let's see, am I in the right place? Dude, I messed up last time. Okay, oh, let me move on. That's the wrong slide I want to go to. Okay, so, yeah, I am right. Sorry. Back. Can I go back a slide? I'm sorry.
同工帮一下。
Okay, so, reaching the loss also takes a lot of effort.
第二点，寻找失丧人需要花很多的功夫。
And can you go back one more slide? Sorry. There you go. Can you read that?
好，我们大家看一下经文十五章第三节到第五节。耶稣就用比喻说：“你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？”找着了就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上回到家里。
Okay, so it takes a lot of effort. It takes work on our part.
那需要我们付出很大的努力。
I remember when Hope was probably a couple years younger.
我还记得我们家小女儿在两三年之前的时候。
She loved playing hide and seek.
她非常喜欢跟我玩。
One time we were at a big department store.
有一次我们在一个大的商店里边。
And she says, let's play hide and seek now.
她跟我说，我们现在呢玩捉迷藏。
Before I could turn around and say no, she was gone already.
在我跟她有机会讲我们不玩的之前，她已经跑丢了。
I didn't want her to play hide and seek there.
我不想她在那里边玩那个游戏。
Too big of a place, a lot of people.
因为很多人不安全。
It would be hard for me to find her.
对我来说，要找到她非常困难。
She's small and very, very quiet.
她是很小，也很安静。
But she did that.
但是她确实跑掉了。
So I had to search for her in this department store.
所以我那个大商店里面到处找她。
It seemed like an hour for me looking for where she go, you know.
当时觉得过了一个小时再找她。
Which is only a few minutes though.
其实有几分钟的时间。
She was hiding inside the clothing rack.
她躲在一个衣服架子的里边。
Once I found her,
一旦我找到她了，
I was happy.
我非常的高兴。
Then as a parent, I say, don't ever do that again.
然后做父母亲的就跟他想，下一次不要再这样了。
But for me, searching and reaching the loss is very similar.
对我来说，寻找和失丧人都是一样的。
It takes effort.
需要花很多的功夫。
When Hope played hide and seek, I could have simply said, well, I have another child. Eventually, she'll come out. I'm going to sit on the side. When she gets hungry, she'll come out. I'm not going to look for her. But I didn't do that.
当时小女儿跑丢的时候，我完全可以说，我还有另外一个大女儿，我不用急着找她，她自己饿了之后会自己回来找我的。但是我们需要花功夫去寻找那些失丧的人。
It said that, that he left the 99 sheep in order to go after that one sheep.
这经文里面讲，他把99只撇在旷野去寻找那一只羊。
A lot of hills and valleys in the field, but the shepherd went to go after that one sheep.
在旷野里边寻找这只一只羊。
He could have simply said, well, I got 99 sheep, it's okay, one, let the wolves have it.
他当时本来可以讲，我有还有99只，那一只羊算不了什么，就喂狼算了，但他没有那样做。
But he didn't do that.
他没有那样做。
He went looking after that one sheep.
他去花时间花精力去找那个一只羊。
The parable also talks about the woman who lost a coin.
这比喻第二个比喻里边讲一个妇人丢了一块钱。
She lights a lamp, sweeps the floor, searching for that one lost coin.
她点上灯，仔细打扫，仔细找。
And if you know, if you've ever been to Israel, you know the floors are very dirty.
在以色列那个时候，它的地上非常的脏。
It's made of of stone and dirt and little rocks.
有些尘土，有些石头。
So finding a coin is very, very difficult.
所以找一块钱其实不容易的。
It's like one of our ladies here losing an earring at the beach.
就像你们中间有些姐妹,
and then trying to find it.
有些姐妹如果把自己的耳环掉在沙滩上再去找，不太容易的。
It's very, very difficult.
非常困难。
But they at least, both of these people here did not give up.
但是这个牧羊人还有这个妇人都没有放弃。
They put in a lot of effort.
他们花了很多的功夫去找。
Let me share a picture with you here. Whoops.
我跟大家分享一张照片。
Oops. Here. There is hope on the top picture there.
上边是我的小女儿。
This is at a mission in San Jose, in Santa Cruz.
这是在Santa Cruz一个教会里边。
We were actually on vacation in Santa Cruz.
我们其实是在那个地方度假。
And we had a free day.
我们有一天是空的，没有安排。
I know the homeless mission there is, hey, instead of just having a day on the beach, why don't we go to this mission and do a program for them?
我认识在那边认识一个童工，所以我们就说，我们就不要去海边去玩了，我们去帮他们做点事情吧。
So there is Hope, who is singing a solo song called "Who Am I?"
这里边照片里面就是我小女儿去在里边再给他们表演一支歌。
And the song talks about who am I without Christ.
这个歌里边在讲，如果没有基督的话，我是怎么样？
The picture I show here is to say that it doesn't matter what age you are, you can still put effort in reaching out to the lost.
这照片希望可以告诉我们，不管你是多小多大，都可以做一些事情。
Here's another picture.
这是另外一张照片。
This is from our Taiwan missions trip that we came back in July.
这是我们今年7月份在台湾的短宣。
It's one of the skits that we did at a drug rehab center.
这是我们在一个戒毒的地方给他们表演的一个小品。
The skit was very powerful.
这小品非常感人。
And everyone enjoyed the skit.
大家都非常喜欢这个小品。
It had a powerful message.
这个里边的信息非常有力。
But people don't realize in order to do a skit, it takes months of practice.
大家可能不太知道，我们当时为了准备这个小品，花了好几个月的时间。
But the team came together to do this skit and show effort to say the loss are important.
但是我们这一群人，这群学生，他们是花了。
Here's another slide. If it's working. There you go. So this is Jason. He is a senior in high school this year right now.
这照片里边是我们的一个今年要明年要毕业的一个学生，Jason.
We were in Taiwan and he was able to share his testimony on a Sunday service.
我们在台湾的时候，他在一个主日分享他的见证。
He put a lot of effort in his testimony.
他放了很多时间跟精力去写他的见证。
It was in English, and he wrote it out. He translated himself to Chinese.
他本来是用英文写的，后来又翻译成中文。He
shared his testimony in Mandarin.
他用中文分享了他的见证。It
took a lot of effort on his part.
他花了很多的时间精力。But
the effort was to reach the lost.
但是他的目的是要寻找失丧的人。And
this is the perfect example of him praying for an older gentleman who was touched by his testimony.
我们的照片里面就看到Jason在帮一个其实已经做了父亲的人祷告。
I think his effort paid off because it touched this guy who was lost in some bad decisions that he made.
这里面的父亲曾经做过一些不太好的决定，经历了很多的困难，然后Jason的分享帮助了他。
So how do we do it very practically?
所以我们怎么样应用呢？
In reaching a loss, the first thing we can do is pray.
要寻找失丧人，我们一定要帮他们祷告。
And I'm going to challenge before you leave this place in a little while, is that you think of a person that's lost and pray for them.
我今天要挑战大家，当你离开今天的聚会的前，想到一个人帮他祷告。
What's another significant thing we can do to reach the loss is that we significantly support those who do missions.
另外一件事情我们可以做的是支持那些宣教士。
And many of you here have supported a lot of missionaries, both here in this service as well as the youth service.
在座的很多都已经参与帮助支持那些我们短宣队还有宣教士。
The lost are being reached because of your church's, this church's financial support in reaching out towards the lost.
福音朋友可以得救，是因为我们在背后做了很多支持的工作。
And I think another important part of this church, what we do is that we say, reaching the lost is important.
所以我们另外一个我们教会做的是就是宣教工作非常重要。
That's why this church has many missions trips.
所以我们教会其实很多的短宣队。
It says that you can be a part in reaching the lost.
这可以告诉我们，我们每个人都可以参与。
And the church says, I want to support you, so that's why we have these trips.
所以教会会支持这些宣教的工作。
So the first thing that we've learned so far, reaching the lost takes compassion.
所以我们今天讲到的头一点是需要同情心。
The second thing we need to know also is that reaching the lost takes effort.
第二件我们学到的是要寻找失丧，我们需要花功夫。
Now the third thing we need to learn is reaching the lost takes persistence.
我们第三点要讲到的是需要坚持。
And we can read these verses here.
好，我们看第十五章第五节到第十节。找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上，回到家里就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，交比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。或是一个富人有10块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细地找，直到找着吗？找着了就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
Okay, so persistence is very, very important in reaching the lost.
所以坚持对寻找失丧的人来说非常重要。
It's not giving up on them.
是我们不要轻易放弃。
There's a story aboutYo-Yo Ma, you know who Yo-Yo Ma is?
你们知道马悠悠是谁吧？他有一个我分享一下他的一个故事。
He's a great cello player.
他是非常著名的一个大提琴家。
So he was performing in New York.
他在纽约表演。
He finished a big performance at Carnegie Hall.
他在纽约的卡内基厅音乐厅表演完了。
And he went back to his hotel.
他就回自己住的地方。
Had his very nice cello with him.
有一个非常好的带了一个非常好的大提琴。
His cello was made in Vienna.
他的大提琴是在维也纳做的。
It was made in 1733 and valued over $2.5 million.
这个大提琴价值250万，是1733年做的。
So that was very precious cello to him.
对他来说，这个非常有价值。
So he brought it back to the hotel, went to sleep, knowing that the next day he had another performance to do.
所以他回去休息的时候带着他大提琴，然后知道第二天还有一场表演。
So the next morning, as he woke up,
第二天他醒了之后，
he got ready and got his cello to bring it downstairs from the hotel.
他准备好了就带着他大提琴下楼来。
He called the taxi.
他叫了一个出租车。
The taxi came.
这出租车来了以后，
opened the trunk and he carefully placed his cello in the trunk of the taxi.
马悠悠把他的大提琴很小心地放到了后备箱里边。
Yo-Yo Ma had to perform on the other side of town.
马悠悠下面一场表演是在这个城市的另外一边。
Still very tired from the night's performance before.
头天晚上其实的劳累还没有完全去掉。
He fell asleep in the taxi.
然后在出租车上坐车就睡着了。
When the taxi driver arrived at his destination,
当这个出租车到了目的地之后，
he woke up Yo-Yo Ma.
他把他叫醒，
and said, "Here you go. This is your destination. This is your bill."
说这是你的账单。
Yo-Yo Ma paid him, and he walked out and went into the center where he was supposed to play.
所以马悠悠付了他钱，就到要他要去准备表演的地方。
Just as the taxi drove away, he realized that his cello was still in the back of that taxi.
马悠悠，这个出租车刚开走，他就突然意识到他的大提琴落在里边了。
He felt as if he left his baby in the trunk.
他 他自己觉得感觉他的小孩子丢了一样。
He was worried.
他非常担心。
As that taxi disappeared with amongst other taxis.
因为他的坐的那出租车已经不见了。
He knew he had to somehow find his cello.
他知道他一定要把这个大提琴找到。
He tried to remember the taxi driver's name and face.
他在回想这个出租车司机的长相还有名字。
But he couldn't remember. He was tired.
记不起来，因为他非常疲倦。
He tried to remember the taxi's number on the side.
他想想一想他这个出租车的号码。
But he didn't pay attention to that.
他根本就没有注意。
So he was really sad.
他非常的难过。
He thought his cello was gone forever.
他以为他的大提琴大概就丢掉了。
Then he realized the taxi driver gave him a receipt for his ride.
他突然想到，其实他个出租车司机给了他一个收据。
So he called the taxi company and gave them the receipt and said, I lost my cello, can you find it for me?
所以他就赶紧给出租车公司打电话，告诉他们他的收据号码。
So the dispatcher called the taxi driver.
然后这个出租车公司赶紧给这个司机打电话。
Which was simply parked in a garage in Queens.
结果这个出租车是停在皇后区的一个停车场里边。
The taxi driver came back to the center where Yo-Yo Ma was.
这个出租车司机又回来了。
And you can imagine his expression, joy of getting his cello back.
大家可以想象马悠悠当时是多么开心。
The persistence that Yo-Yo Ma had towards that cello is the same kind of persistence we should have towards those who are lost.
我们对这些寻找失丧，我们对这些失丧人也要一样。
That we're going to seek hard and try to find them and do anything that possible to get it back.
我们要一样做我们能做的，所有的可以做到的，去寻找他们。
That's what God wants us to do for the lost.
这是神让我们做的。
To have compassion for them.
要有同情心。
To take effort.
要花功夫。
And to be persistent.
要坚持不懈。
So my question for you this morning is,
所以我今天早上问大家一个问题。
Is this, what areas do you need to work on?
你觉得这三方面哪些方面需要改善呢?
Do you need to show more compassion towards people around you?
你需要更多的恻隐之心吗?
Instead of blaming or not doing anything, could you show compassion and reach out to people?
大家想一想，可不可以多做一些事情，多表达一些恻隐之心。
But maybe for some of us, we have compassion, but we just don't put enough effort.
也许我们有的时候心里边有感动，但是没有花功夫。
Our compassion may be very short-lived.
我们的热情可能是一下子就过去了。
We'll greet them once, and then boom, we're gone.
我们跟他们寒暄一下，有可能就走掉了。
God wants us to put effort in reaching out to the lost.
上帝是希望我们要花功夫去寻找这些失丧的人。
It may cost us some time.
也许要花时间。
It may cost us some money.
也许要花钱。
But God wants us to reach out to the lost.
但是上帝需要要我们做的是要寻找这些失丧的人。
Some of us need more work in the area of persistence.
有些我们当中有可能有些需要一些坚持。
We give up too easily.
我们很轻易就放弃了。
We say, but I've been praying for this family member or friend for 3 years.
我们有可能说已经在为这个人祷告了三年了。
My question is, maybe it's 3 years and 2 days.
也许三年零两天。
It's just a little bit more.
我们需要再多做一点。
And so my challenge for you today is, can you have the heart of the Father?
我今天要挑战大家，大家可不可以体会一下天父的心肠？
Can you reach out to the lost?
我们能不能寻找失丧的人？
It doesn't matter how old you are or how long you've been a Christian.
不管是信主多长时间了。
This applies to every one of us.
这对我们每个人都适用。
Even for the little kids,in the children's program,
即使是我们这儿童部的这些小孩子们，
they can begin to take little steps in showing love and reaching the lost.
他们也可以帮着去寻找这些失丧的人。
So let me pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for this morning.
上帝，我们感谢你。
We thank you for each person here.
我为每个人感谢你。
And I pray that maybe even some who are a little bit uncomfortable today,
我祷告祈求，即使有些人心里面不太舒服，
that they would move into action.
他们也会受到感动，去做一些事情。
And that they would realize your heart is for the lost.
他们意识到你天父你的心是为了寻找那些失丧的人。
And I pray that we would not be bystanders, people on the side not doing anything.
我祷告我们不会做那些旁观者。
But we would be active in seeking and pursuing those who are lost.
我们做一些积极参与的去寻找这些失丧的人。
We thank you for just this morning, Lord, and what you're doing.
我谢谢天父在我们身上做的一切。
May you speak to our hearts.
对我们讲话。
We pray these things in your Son's name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.